Surrendering all your actions to me, with your mind fixed on the self, free from craving and from the sense of mine, fight with the fever of your soul cast off. Those who constantly follow this teaching of mine, full of faith and free from envy, they too are freed from the bondage of action. But those who, full of envy, do not follow this teaching of mine, know them to be deluded in all knowledge, lost, and without discernment. Even a man of knowledge acts in accordance with his own nature, beings follow their nature. What can restraint accomplish? In the object of each sense, attraction and aversion are fixed. One should not come under the sway of these two, for they are one's enemies lying in wait. Better is one's own duty, though imperfectly performed, than the duty of another well performed. Death in the pursuit of one's own duty is better. The duty of another invites danger.
But impelled by what does a man commit wrong? O descendant of Vrishni, even against his own wish, as if driven to it by force.
It is desire, it is anger, born of the guna of passion, all-devouring and deeply sinful. Know this to be the enemy here. As fire is covered by smoke, and a mirror by dust, and an embryo enveloped by its membrane, so is this world covered by that desire. Knowledge is covered by this constant enemy of the wise, which takes the form of desire, son of Kunti, an insatiable fire. The senses, the mind, and the understanding are said to be its seat. Through these it deludes the embodied self, covering over his knowledge. Therefore, first restrain the senses, bull among the descendants of Bharata, and cast off this evil thing, which destroys knowledge and discernment. The senses are said to be superior to the body, the mind is superior to the senses, and understanding is superior to the mind, but that which is superior to understanding is he, the self. Thus, knowing that which is beyond understanding, and steadying the self by the self, slay the enemy, mighty armed in the form of desire, so difficult to overcome.
Chapter 4. The Yoga of Knowledge and Renunciation of Action.
I taught this imperishable yoga to Vivasvan. Vivasvan told it to Manu. Manu spoke it to Ikshvaku. Received thus in succession, the royal sages knew it, until over great stretches of time, O scorcher of foes, this yoga was lost in the world. That same ancient yoga I have taught to you today, for you are my devotee and my friend. This is the highest secret.
Your birth was later, the birth of Vivasvan was earlier. How am I to understand that you taught it in the beginning?
Many births of mine have passed, and yours too, Arjuna. I know them all, you do not know them, scorcher of foes. Though I am unborn and myself is imperishable, though I am the lord of beings, I come into being by my own creative power, taking hold of my own nature. Whenever righteousness, dharma, declines, Bharata and unrighteousness rises up, then I bring myself into being. For the protection of the good, for the destruction of evildoers, and for the establishment of dharma, I come into being age after age. Whoever truly knows in this way my divine birth and action does not, on leaving the body, take birth again, he comes to me, Arjuna. Freed from passion, fear, and anger, absorbed in me, taking refuge in me, many, purified by the austerity of knowledge, have come to my state of being. In whatever way people approach me, I meet them in that same way. In every respect, Partha, people follow my path. Those desiring the success of their actions hear sacrifice to the gods, for success born of action comes swiftly in the human world. The fourfold order was created by me, divided according to quality and action. Though I am its maker, know me to be the non-doer, the imperishable one. Actions do not stain me, nor do I long for the fruit of action. He who understands me thus is not bound by actions. Knowing this, the ancient seekers of liberation still performed action. Therefore you too should perform action, as the ancients did before you. What is action? What is inaction? Even the wise are confused about this. I will explain to you what action is, knowing which you will be freed from misfortune. One must understand action, and one must understand wrong action, and one must understand inaction as well. The way of action is deep and hard to fathom. Whoever sees inaction in action and action in inaction is wise among men. He is disciplined, having accomplished all action. The wise call him a man of understanding whose every undertaking is free of desire and calculation, whose actions are burned up in the fire of knowledge. Abandoning attachment to the fruit of action, always content, dependent on nothing, he does nothing at all even while fully engaged in action. Free of hope, his mind and self restrained, having given up all possessions, performing action with the body alone, he incurs no fault. Content with whatever comes unbidden, beyond the pairs of opposites, free of envy, equal in success and failure, he is not bound even when he acts. For one who is free of attachment, liberated, his mind fixed in knowledge, performing action as sacrifice, the entire action dissolves away. Brahman is the offering, Brahman is the oblation poured by Brahman into the fire of Brahman. Brahman alone is to be reached by one absorbed in action that is Brahman. Some yogis offer sacrifice to the gods alone, others offer sacrifice by sacrifice itself into the fire of Brahman. Some offer hearing and the other senses into the fires of restraint. Others offer sound and the other objects of sense into the fires of the senses. Others offer all the actions of the senses and the actions of the life breath into the fire of the yoga of self-restraint, kindled by knowledge. Some offer sacrifice with wealth, some with austerity, some through yoga. Others, disciplined ascetics of strict vows, offer sacrifice through study and knowledge. Some offer the outgoing breath into the incoming, and others the incoming into the outgoing, restraining the paths of both breaths, intent upon control of the breath. Others, restricting their food, offer their very life breaths into the life breaths. All these are knowers of sacrifice, their impurities consumed by sacrifice. Those who eat the nectar left over from sacrifice go to the eternal Brahman. This world is not for the one who offers no sacrifice, how then any other world, best of the Kurush? Thus many kinds of sacrifice are spread out before Brahman. Know that all of them arise from action. Knowing this, you will be freed. Better than sacrifice made of material things is the sacrifice of knowledge, scorcher of foes. All action without exception, Partha, finds its consummation in knowledge. Learn this by prostrating yourself, by questioning, by service. Those who have knowledge, who have seen the truth, will instruct you in that knowledge. Knowing this, you will not fall into confusion again, Pandava. By this knowledge, you will see all beings without exception in yourself, and then in me.